can only guess at what's true. This is a half-truth world we'll be living through the schisms, back into the fire for the next baptism. Raise my hand with those who dare. So Babylon, you best beware. Babylon, you best beware.
That was 11th Hour from the album Gathering Storm by Bugman Co., a Vancouver-based roots, soul, world, and reggae musician who makes you dance while simultaneously delivering messages of social justice, humanity, and love. I spoke with Bugman over Skype. Bugman, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
My mom, I believe, was a struggling musician in terms of a frustrated musician. Like a lot of Chinese families, they really valued practical professions. But my mom was always interested in singing. And I think my dad says he definitely was not a singer. He was told to stop singing in the choir at school. So he says my musicality was not from him, but it's definitely from my mom.
When did you first realize it was a calling for you?
I think probably watching much music and seeing music videos and, dressing up like some of my favorite musicians at the time and, dancing in front of the mirror. And when I had the opportunity to sing in musicals or choirs, like I would jump at the opportunity and surprised my parents. They're like, wow, I didn't even know he was into, you could sing or was musical. But also my parents were also very practical and wanted me to go to university and that you could do music on the side. And I always did music on the side while I went to university, and I have a couple degrees and was always hoping that music would take over and save me from a 9-to-5. Yeah.
What were those degrees in?
I have a degree in economics and geography from the University of Leeds in England. And I studied economics and geography and learned about how messed up the world is and about colonialism and about neocolonialism. That kind of awakened my social sensibilities as well as my parents. And my other degree is in counseling psychology, which I got at a Buddhist university in Colorado called Naropa University. Yeah, and that was in wilderness therapy. When I moved back to Canada from England, I came to Vancouver, and I just felt so much wholer and at peace being out in nature, and I was like, there must be a thing called wilderness therapy. And I Googled it, and sure enough, there was this course. Yeah. I was already working with people with special needs and people with mental health issues. So I did that for a number of years. Yeah.
You do touch on some of these same issues in your music as well and spread awareness in that way. Do you tend to find that with your songwriting, you start out with an idea for lyrics or content, or are you more likely to start with a beat or a hook or a riff?
It can go either way. There's different ways that I find songs get written. Sometimes they are written with an idea in mind, a story in mind, and I write them out. Other times it's really based on a groove that I've created. and it goes that direction. I'm getting back into the studio, and I'm trying a new way of writing music, and that's really using the amazing musicians that I've assembled to tour my latest album, Gathering Storm, and just to bring something fresh. We're starting with grooves and like the feel of a song. You know, now I'm like, okay, let's like find an undeniable groove and I'll pull the song out of this groove, you know? So we will start some new demos and we'll be submitting those demos to all the grants people and getting funding for the next record. Now I want to put a big thank you out to Factor and Canadian Council for the Arts and Creative BC, who have allowed me to make all these records. So please keep funding me. Thank you very much.
And the most recent one you released is Gathering Storm, which came out earlier this year. How do you feel your sound has evolved with your newer music?
At this one, I kind of feel like it was almost a little bit more focused, though it does touch on soul and Americana and some funk and a little bit of reggae and psychedelic sort of dub type stuff. In previous records, like Malama Ka'aina, which was along the same veins, like it went all over the place. There was stuff that sounded like the Beatles and then stuff that sounded really folky and stuff that sounded like crazy world-inspired stuff. This was a little bit more focused, I think, but still touches upon things that I like, soul and reggae and psychedelic dub type stuff, bluesy Americana type things.
You have a great official video on YouTube for the title track, Gathering Storm. Tell me about that song.
Well, that song really came together in a year where I was able to visit frontline communities a little bit more. I was able to go to Standing Rock. I was able to go visit the Tiny House Warriors in the Sequoyam Ulukluk area, which is kind of near Kamloops. That's where they're fighting against the Trans Mountain Pipeline. And over the years, see this kind of growing movement of Indigenous people and environmental activists and people who are trying to be good settlers. They're trying to work on the reconciliation, this impetus for reconciliation in a community-based way. You know, and it's young, but it's a growing sort of thing. And what I've seen is it's best when it's Indigenous-led and people learn to support that. Have Indigenous people at the forefront. So this song was really about this coming together and fighting for the environment and for climate justice and for Indigenous rights. It's a song that we ended up dedicating to the Tiny House Warriors. It's a women's-led movement trying to stop the Trans Mountain Pipeline, stop the building of man camps, which have been associated with a rise in sexual violence against Indigenous women in particular. So this was a song that was dedicated to them.
Wash away, wash away. the love the music always take control. So watch us be a rock, you tell them watch us be a rock. Hit you like rat-a-tat-a-tat.